Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. It is Wednesday. It is May 13th, and it is the year 2020. And you are on live on the greatest Neo Soul show on the web, powered by the Neo Soul Cipher and NextToTheL.com. I'm the one and only Q Man, and along with Regina, we are here for another exciting Wednesday. What's up, Regina?
Hey, nothing much. Nothing much. Just ready to get back out there.
We didn't get you a nickname yet.
You know what I'm saying? I was thinking about that a while ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need to start. Yeah, we need to start working on that again.
Well, you know what? Maybe maybe True Culture can help get you a nickname.
That's good.
They had some cool names. I mean. So yeah. Maybe.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, they have good names. They'll give me something cool.
Yeah, I was
looking
at
them. What have you been up
to? You know, trying to stay safe, trying to not get sick.
Yeah.
But takeout food continues to have a hold on me, so.
So today, was that your first time going out for takeout?
No, that Popeye's spicy chicken sandwich got a hold of me and it won't let go. So I keep going out there.
I was
going to
rag
it.
You. I'll be nice. I was going to rag you. But that is good. That is some good eating, though.
And it's
that
bad for me and everything.
Yeah,
you would think
good.
I would know better. So, little Richard, you were telling me earlier about little Richard.
Yeah, you know what? Fortunately, I did get to see him. I had it was actually Etta James on the ticket. That was years ago, and then she was sick, and then he filled in. It was a blast. Al Green was on the ticket.
I love Al Green.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I was disappointed not to see Etta James, but.
I love Al Green. Good.
Yeah.
Pre-Grits.
Yeah.
It's got to be pre-Grits Al Green.
Yeah.
Because that Grits incident changed him.
Oh, you think? How so?
Because after that, he didn't sing those songs. He only sung religious songs after that.
Because he was scared? What?
Yeah, that Grits incident changed him. But, you know, a lot of people don't know that after that woman threw those grits on him, she went in his room and killed herself.
I did not know that.
With his gun.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And that's why he changed?
And he completely changed after that. He stopped singing those songs.
Oh.
He became an inspirational singer.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that was traumatic. Oh, wow. Okay. No, I did not know that.
Yeah. So,
okay, I'm sad.
Well, not to heap on sad, but Melissa Etheridge's son passed away at the age of 21.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah. The son she had with David Crosby.
Yeah. I love her. I love her music. What happened there?
I don't know.
Mm.
Yeah, they're not saying.
Yeah. I had to take news breaks, you know. I did that.
Yeah.
I just kept, you know, reading too much, you know, so I take a couple of days off from the news, rather. But, yeah.
You got to. You definitely have to. You know, there's been a lot going on, and you got to, especially with what's going on right now, kind of got to be up to date on it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because
every,
of the way
every now and then I'll read the headline. or just enough to know, you know, if there's anything, you know, that I need to be aware of, you know.
It's scary.
What I just think. It is very. It is. It really is.
It is.
That's why I have to stay away sometimes. Yeah.
I'm excited about True Culture.
Absolutely. Me too.
They're a talented group.
Yeah.
And they have some really good music. And you know, me being from Jersey, you know, the only thing Jersey people ever do for fun is go to New York. So, you know, spent a lot of time in New York.
Go to clubs. New Jersey has a good club when I lived there. They did. Why is Zanzibar coming to mind? Was there a club called Zanzibar?
You went to Zanzibar in Newark?
Okay, so I didn't make that up. Okay, you know you get older and you travel so many places. Like,
wait.
Yeah,
you went to the van in downtown Newark?
Yep, my cousin Reggie took me.
Wait. The Reggie that I know, there's no way the Reggie that I know was at the Zanzibar in Newark. Okay.
Oh, yeah. I had just moved there from North Carolina.
What was he in there doing everybody's homework?
What?
Okay. Wow.
Oh, Lord. Yeah.
Well, that was eye-opening.
See? You guys have some good clubs in the area.
Wow. All right.
Yeah.
Well.
All right. So True Culture. Yeah.
I don't even know where to go after that. I really don't. So
yeah.
We do have some True Culture music.
Yeah.
That we have to play before we have them on. Now, I'm assuming that the many New York numbers I see are all True Culture.
I would imagine.
Because I see three New York numbers. So we're going to play the song, and then we're going to come back with, hopefully, all of True Culture. Is that, that's how we're going to do it tonight, Regina?
Yay, let's do it. Yes. Yes, I'm excited.
Okay. So let's see if this works. We're going to run BD3's Green Juice featuring Edson Sean. And let's hear it.
Put your body on the drink bag. Green juice and juice. And juice.
That was really tough. Wow. That was tough. I think we have True Culture on. Do we have you guys on?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Hey, good to have you guys.
Thank you, man.
Welcome.
Thank you, Callie. Thank you, Callie.
Regina and I are very glad to have you, and I got to tell you, that's an incredible song.
I absolutely did this for real. I'm not joking.
That was tough.
Energetic. I love it.
Okay, that's good. I'm glad.
Lyrics,
very glad.
The lyrics are serious.
Yeah. Big time.
Lyrics. You know, sorry, say that one more time.
I don't even know where to start.
Well, I want to start real quick.
Okay.
I want to hit a point that you spoke about a couple minutes ago about Al Green.
Sure.
I know it's not related, but I have to say something about Al Green. He had some hits. He had some good stuff after the Grits incident.
Okay.
He has some contemporary gospel music that was excellent in the mid to late 80s. And then about 10 years ago, he had a great album with the Roots called Lay It Down. Excellent album. You should check that
really
out. I just want to say that I love Al Green, so I just want to
yeah
say
I love Al Green. I love Al Green.
Yeah, it's called Lay It Down. Check that album out.
Lay Down.
I think you'll enjoy that.
Yeah, there goes the music encyclopedia, Justin Smith. Right there. He knows what he's talking about.
Okay, so
I wrote it down. I'll check it out.
You got to introduce yourself. So one at a time, tell everybody your name and where you're from. Let's start there.
I'm Justin
cool.
Sweeney, drummer and producer in the group.
Okay.
Where are you from, Justin?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm from Brooklyn, New York.
Yeah.
All right, man. Say that proudly. I'm DD3.
Brooklyn.
I'm the MC of the group, and I'm from Brooklyn.
Okay.
Yo, I'm FKA Jazz. I'm from Houston, Texas. And I play saxophone, produce, and mix.
Nice. Brooklyn, I'm from Jersey, so whenever I was on a date that I wasn't supposed to be on, we went to Brooklyn. So.
What part of Jersey?
Born and raised in East Orange.
Okay, so don't make Brooklyn seem like it's so bad, East Orange.
Yes, Whitney Houston. She, her whoever relative lived on my block, so I used to see her all the time.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. That's kind of crazy.
And she would never take pictures with us, no matter what. So.
Okay.
I'll keep my comments to myself.
Diva, man. Day one.
So your music. I have a lot of questions about your music. Because
okay, dope.
The lyrics were phenomenal. I'm still saying a few of them in my mind. That's the crazy thing. So let's start with how you guys got together.
Okay, dope.
Kimmy, you take
that
one.
Okay, I think FK Jazz should take that one.
Oh, okay, word. Well, let's see. I'll try to be as concise as possible because it's been a long journey. But as far as like, it all really started with me and just meeting. I did this show right after Clyde Stubblefield died in 2016 in February. I was a part of a tribute concert with Daru Jones, Elise Testone, Marcus Machado, a gang of like really amazing, inspiring musicians and producers, singers. And Justin came to that show and was backstage, and we got to meeting a friend of mine who was like once upon a time my manager was like, oh, you guys got to meet. And then Marcus was like, oh, you guys got to meet. So we basically met up. I did a little bit of research on him on the back end and found out that he was a really great drummer. And I was in the process of doing my first record under my artist name, FK Jazz. So I had him, I had like one more song that I was like still working on for that album. And I was like, yo, just like be on, you know, let me get you on this song. And he absolutely killed it. And then from there, you know, Justin and BD3 had already been working together for many years. And Justin mm-hmm. was actually working on BD3's first, you know, official release. He had a couple releases before that, but this was like the first official release that Justin was the main producer on. Through that, we actually kind of formed a band around their release that happened in 2018. And the rest is history from there. Like once we got the band together, was basically the three of us plus our homies Yoshiki Yamada and Noah McNeil, you know, that's kind of when the magic starts to happen because, you know, from there we just continuously started making music and, you know, the catalog is like pretty big now. You know, just thinking about all the stuff we haven't even released yet that we finished like back in the day. But you know, we're just trying to keep the momentum going by releasing as much as we can. But yeah, man, I mean, that's basically the story. Like it really kind of all like happened organically through just meeting on the scene in New York.
Nice. Nice. The sound is serious. And yeah, I'm still saying these lyrics in my mind. That's crazy.
Well, which one is popping up to you the most?
When he said the girl has a beef with him and she's a vegan.
That's
a
phenomenal.
Yeah, that's mine in the beginning.
That's a great song. So do you guys perform a lot?
Yeah, absolutely. We are on the scene as much as people would want to see us. Unfortunately, right now, with the situation at hand, we have not been performing as much as we can, as much as we would like to. But you know, in due time, when things get back to a new type of normal, we'll be right back on the scene.
That's what's up. Do you guys travel and perform, or you're generally in New York performing?
We're all over it. Wait, go ahead, BD3.
Yeah, no, we're pretty much all over. FKJ was gonna probably say, you know, we're all over. We do New York, we do the tri-state. Mm-hmm. FK Jazz has been. Can you guys hear me clearly?
Yeah.
FK Jazz has been overseas. I've been overseas. Justin has been overseas. So we hit the town. We hit the road pretty hard.
Okay. Well, that's good. Well, hopefully we get back to some sort of normalcy soon.
That would be amazing.
It really would. Regina, am I keeping you from talking? Because I know I'm still all buzzing. Am I holding you back?
No, I'm listening to you guys. No.
Okay, so do you find that with what's happening now with the quarantine, do you find it easier to make more music and concentrate on things, or more difficult?
I feel like it's a great opportunity to refocus. It's a great opportunity to be creative when you feel like you can, because a lot of times, I know I've had some weeks where I just didn't want to do anything, but I've also been extremely productive in this quarantine. Jeff and I work, BD3 and I are working on our album right now, and we've gotten more done since March than we have in the last, I guess, year and a half. So I think it's a good time for us to be creative and just get stuff done. I know FK Jazz has been as well. So
You was gonna say something, ma'am.
Yeah. Do you find the sound to be like? I guess I've wondered, like, with musicians writing during this time, is the music any different? You found your style or your the meanings are any different now, or the mood of what you're writing?
I mean, it really did. You know what? I think that's relative. I think it depends. You know, if you gauge what's happening right now, a lot of people are talking about COVID and talking about these type of things, right? Like, there's a lot of content that's being pushed, and it's kind of like generated around a particular topic. But for me personally, my creativity kind of comes in spurts, like, for real. And it's something that I honor it. You know, I don't try to do it like anybody else. I honor the way it comes, because I know that it doesn't come from me. I'm just a vessel. So when it comes through, I allow it to come, and then I just put it down. So when I talk about particular things, it's because I was supposed to at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I cannot necessarily say that my topics of choice had changed or anything like that. Unless somebody's asking me to do something in particular, then that's different. But other than that, it comes, and when it comes, and that's it.
Wow.
Wow. Deep.
Yeah, I mean, I'd agree with that. You know, for me, like, most of, you know, like, although, like, we're in quarantine and everything like this, you know, I think at the same time, life has to go on. And,
right.
You know, for me, my main focus is what's greater than the struggle. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you know, really, I think the most important thing that I like to bring to my music is, like, you know, the grass isn't always greener, but, like, you know, the grass that we're sitting in right now is, like, the greenest it can be as long as we cultivate it. So, you know, like, as far as the current circumstance, just thinking about the positivity, the great outcomes that can come from the situation that we're in. And, you know, like, right now, I'm not able to perform necessarily, like, in venues and things like that, but, you know, on my Instagram, I started doing, like, weekly just like saxophone videos where I'm like DJing and playing saxophone. And that's become a new outlet for me, you know. And then on top of that, just continuing to produce music, you know, to release on Spotify and on our website. By the way, you know, our website is like kind of that's the hub, you know. That's where you can get everything that we release first, trueculture.com. But yeah, you know, it's like really it's not a matter of our circumstances that dictate the music that we create. It's a matter of our spirit, you know, and, you know, keeping our spirits up. That's what the music is for. And so, you know, that's kind of where, you know, that's the line that kind of dictates everything. It's just, you know, making sure that, you know, my self-care is like on point, you know, that I'm like really taking care of myself and taking care of my loved ones, taking care of my friends and my homies, you know. And from there, you know, I think that's kind of the basis of a lot of the music that I create.
Got it. Well said. Yeah. I have an important question for the three of you that's going to determine how the rest of this interview goes. And here it comes.
Okay.
Okay.
Jordan or LeBron?
Jordan.
Seriously?
Wow.
That's Jordan.
Oh,
not even a question.
Yeah.
I used to be a LeBron hater for a long time.
I'm going to keep it 100, though. LeBron probably would have been the better person to get along with. But I would want to play with Jordan because I would want to win.
Right.
Absolutely.
All right. True culture is the real deal, Regina.
Okay. the controversy, Houston.
I was just saying.
We must be missing an inside joke or something going on.
Because I'm from North Carolina and talking about Michael Jordan, to me it's like, I don't know, saying something about Prince if you come from him. You know, what I mean? It's like, you
that's
know.
That's
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, he's still
pretty
the best player that ever lived, Regina. No one's denying that. We were just saying last week on the show that he wasn't a very nice guy. But anybody that was around back then knew that. You know.
So, you said Michael Jordan wasn't a very nice guy?
Right.
No, he wasn't. He was an asshole.
Oh, that's just weak-minded with people that can't deal with certain
things. He really wasn't really a nice guy, but who cares if you're nice when you're winning championships?
Exactly.
Right. That applies to any situation, though. You need somebody that's going to put their foot on your neck when they see potential, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
And yeah, that's how I was ready.
So he got the results. You can't deny that.
No, it's definitely true. The thing about it is that he has that mentality. Is that first of all, he has star power beyond imagine, right? And then he has that killer mentality. So it's just like, I'm going in to do this job. And I love this game, and it changed the game. That's the thing about it. So, like, the question is not even, like, you can't even, it's kind of course, Jordan. But if we're just talking about if I'm in the locker room, who do I really want to be with? I probably wouldn't want to be with him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I agree. Well, so your sound is very unique. It really was. Like,
yeah.
We hear so much music that a lot of times we'll hear something and immediately pair it with something else. Oh, that sounds like this. Mm-hmm. Oh, that sounds like that.
Mm-hmm.
Your music just sounds like your music. So what I want to know is what artist inspired you guys?
Great question.
That's a great question.
That's a super.
Who wants
question.
To start off with that?
Jimmy, you go first. Elvis first.
elders first. You're funny, bro. Anyway. All right, Uncle Nephew.
Uncle Nephew.
All right, Uncle Nephew. All right, since you're volunteering me, I mean, I have a lot of... I started off as, you know, someone who was like, the trajectory was I was going to be a jazz musician. You know, I was playing saxophone. Mm-hmm. You know, I started playing saxophone when I was 9. So that was kind of the thing. The only thing was, is I grew up in the hip hop era, you know, so a lot of my influences got mixed match with, like, you know, it going from like Charlie Parker to LL Cool J, you know, going from like, you know, Ben Webster to Tribe Called Quest. And then, you know, from that amalgamation, you get FKA Jazz, you know, where like it's not, I'm not playing jazz music, I'm not playing hip hop, I'm playing Black American music, which is what I feel like encapsulates what our sound is. It's, you know, it's not funk, it's not R&B, it's not hip-hop, you know, it's not jazz. It's like all of those things combined into one sound.
Right.
So, you know, as far as my influences, they're pretty widespread, so it's easier for me to just talk about the music directly from that perspective than to just, like, start, you know, naming names, you know, because that'll take way longer.
I can name names for myself. I can name names for myself. Only because I'm coming from, well, I think FK Jazz kind of really did make a point about Black American music. The only difference with me is that because my parents are from the Caribbean, and I'm the first generation, and I'm the first generation of my family to actually be born in the States. I kind of, in the house, they played a certain type of music, or my mother, rather, would play a certain type of music, and then outside I would get another type of deal. So I kind of grew up in between both, you know, so my influences can range from Nas, Rakim, LL Cool J, The Lost Boys, you know, Redman. I can go into, like, the super-duper hip-hop
Lost
stuff,
Boys.
Right? Right, Lost Boys, exactly. But then I can go into Freddie McGregor, Luciano, you know, Gregory Isaacs, Lee Scratch Perry. Like, those are the, you know what I'm saying? Like, and then even, you know, like, my grandfather on my father's side, they're from Barbados. Like Spooge, I don't talk about this a lot, but Spooge was like a thing in Barbados. That's a particular type of music named Spooge. I even listened to Spooge growing up. You know, so it's
what
like
is that
a,
similar
it's
to?
Like, it's like it has like a folky soca calypso type of deal,
really?
But it's like folk music. Yeah, it's like folk music mixed with calypso. So it's a thing. There's a lot of storytelling. And corny, but you know, it's what I grew up with. So it's like the juxtaposition between that music and then obviously growing up in the early 90s, like, you know, hip-hop and hip-hop. So those are the things that kind of raised me.
So for me, I'm pretty simple, and it's kind of what everybody else is influenced by, but I think I go on I study these cats, you know, Quincy Jones, Michael Jackson, especially those two, Stevie Wonder, happy birthday, today is his birthday, 70th birthday, Wonder, Prince, I love Prince's production, especially what he did for other people. I can go back on Stevie too. A thing that I noticed today is that people are playing a lot of the music that he wrote for others. I found out that he wrote Tell Me Something Good for Rufus today. I didn't know that. I think that's about it for the most part. If I can go new school, I would go like Anderson .Paak, Knowledge, producer Knowledge. I think that's it. Yeah, that's it.
Well, those are some heavy hitters. Good. Prince is a genius.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I mean, everything he did was just amazing. So what's the next step for True Culture?
Well, right
yes,
now,
take that.
Yeah, right now.
It's
almost like you're playing double dutch. Everybody like waiting to get in, you know. But so right now, currently, FKA Jazz has a few things out. He has Understood that's out right now, which is a really really dope kind of two part piece. It's really really amazing.
That's
featuring
BD3.
Yeah, I'm on there, you know. Definitely on there. And then he also has, what else do you have? Okay, Jazz. I don't know.
So I just did a more kind of pivot to the jazz side, an EP called Lineage, to really kind of paint the picture of like the lineage between jazz, hip hop, and R&B. And then I did, I released a full-length album last October that was on, you know, there was a Billboard charting jazz album.
Say that one more time.
I said I also released an album in October last year that was a Billboard charting album.
There we go.
Yeah, that's what's up. And, yeah, it was an amazing accomplishment, something I wasn't expecting. It's really great. And all of these guys that are on the phone with me, they're on it, plus a slew of, like, amazing artists that we all have the pleasure of working with, you know, including some of the people that I mentioned before, like Elise Testone and Marcus Machado and Yoshiki Yamada, and the list goes on. You know, we all really band together to make that music happen. So, you know, big ups to like all the homies, you know, True Culture and the True Culture homies for making that happen. And yeah, BD3, just to pass it back, you know, has like some music coming out coming Friday, actually.
Yeah, this Friday. Yeah, absolutely. I have a double single release called Pressure and Sacrifice. It's really two dope pieces that gives you a little bit more insight into me as a into my struggles and the way that I see things. But it's a really cool double single release that we have coming up on Friday. I also have 2020 Vision that's out currently right now. And then which is really really special coming up in the summertime. Myself and Justin is working on a piece called Sunnydale. And that is going to be an amazing piece. Now, the thing about Sunnydale is it's cut and sewn. You know, it's like a really, really homegrown, dope project that is powered, super powered by True Culture. So everything that you hear is us. You know, like there's nothing else but us. You know, we sample ourselves. That's how good we are. So
nice.
It's gonna be a really quick.
I like that.
Sure.
Wow.
That was great.
Hey, how it's supposed to be.
Hey, I'm only telling you the truth.
I hear that. So, what's the first thing you guys are gonna do once the pandemic is over? What is your first thing you're going to do when you can go outside and you don't have to worry about anything?
I don't know if I want to go outside. I still go outside right now, which is not popular. So I'm just going to keep it real.
You know,
like
I just came
from the park today. I think the first thing I'm going to do is probably go get a bowl of pho from my favorite Vietnamese spot in Chinatown. In Chinatown. Like, that's where I'm
going. A bowl of what?
Pho.
Oh, okay.
It's like, yeah, it's noodle soup.
Mm-hmm.
It's very comforting for me. I know It sounds basic, but it's super comforting for me, and I really need to go get a boat fly.
Yeah, I'll get the vegan fly at some point.
Yeah.
But as soon as all of this clears, I mean, it's kind of crazy. Like, life has, like I said, kind of kept going. I, like, literally yesterday, me and my my lady adopted a dog. And, like, so, like, it's been kind of crazy in the house with, like, this new very, very energetic puppy who knows how to chill when he wants to, but, like, you know, definitely at the beginning of the day has, like, the most amazing energy I've ever seen in my life from any creature.
So were you planning to do that before this?
You know, we've been talking about getting a dog for a while, and, like, as soon as it kind of got to a point where we were both just in the house, chilling, not having, you know, much to do other than work, we were like, yo, let's take this as an opportunity to, like, actually raise a dog together, because, you know, I normally work from home, you know, when I'm, like, producing or, you know, doing audio editing, that kind of thing. But she's usually out, you know, like, doing a 9-to-5. Now we're both home, like, you know, trying to train this dog, and, like, it's hilarious. We got, like, very little sleep last night. Yeah, man. It's real talk. I will definitely be writing some music about this dog soon, whose name is Buddha.
What kind of dog?
Yeah. He's like a pit mix. Well, actually, we thought he was a pit mix, but, like, the shelter that we got him from said he's actually not. And so we got to do, like, a 23andMe or something with this dog to figure out what he is. But he's, like, the cutest thing ever. If you go to my Instagram, I'm, like, nonstop, like, putting him on my story now. So, like, if you want to give me an assessment, if you're a dog lover and you know about dogs, you can let me know, because we have no idea. We just know he's, like, the cutest thing ever.
Aw.
You a dog person, Regina?
No. But, you know, I thought about it very recently, you know, because I was sitting here, like, you know, at the beginning of, let's say about 2 weeks into this, and I was like, I should get a dog. And that's why I asked that question. But then I was like, yeah, but once this is over, I probably won't want a dog. And then what do I do with the dog? No, that's why I asked that. So, of course, I did not get the dog. But, yeah, it made me want to own a pet at that time. Yeah. But no, usually I was a cat person, usually.
I thought you were a bird person, but, you know.
You thought what?
Thought you were a bird person, but that's neither here nor there.
See, I didn't know we were going to talk about it. We talk about Marley. Marley visits me every day. Yes.
So, true culture, let all the listeners know where to find that great music.
Well, as
I'm sorry,
FK
say it again?
Jazz firstly said, I got it. As FK Jazz firstly said, you can find all of the new releases, upcoming releases, and releases that already happened on trueculture.com. That is TrueCulture.com. True as in, like, crew, but true. You can also catch us on Instagram and all of those other places. I am at WhoIsBD3, FKA Jazz is at FKA Jazz, and Just is on Just on Drums, J-U-S-S on Drums.
Nice.
Very
I got
good.
One final question for you guys, see if you can help us out. Y'all got these cool names. You got Jazz, you got FKA Jazz, you got BD3. Regina needs a nickname.
Yeah.
Her, like, saying Q and Regina, it sounds like she's the one that's, like, cleaning up the studio or something. So she needs
Regina
a nickname.
Bad.
So if you guys come up with a nickname for Regina, can y'all send it to us?
Well, I
okay.
have one. Because as soon as I hear the word, or I hear the name Regina, I always think of
lady.
I was thinking of like, I always remember like Gina and Gina and Pam.
Gina.
Yeah. Martin. she was also her nickname sometimes for Martin was Apple Butt.
Oh. No, it was it was Apple Head.
It was Apple Head.
Yeah, but she had a tight butt. She had a tight butt. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to necessarily say that's what we should be calling her now.
Yeah, of course not. But I was just,
Apple Head or Apple Butt? What's my name? What?
Well, whatever you want to do, baby. You take
it. Man, times and cultures changed, man.
How about we call her Boss Lady? How about that?
That's,
you know, the other Gina was Regina, right? And then she was the principal with Mr. Hightower from the Steve Harvey show. So let's call
you
Boss Lady. How about that?
I'm writing those down.
Yeah.
Here we go, Boss Lady.
Black
we'll see how long that lasts.
Which one?
Boss Lady. I'll say that twice. Italian.
Sound
hey,
like a hater.
You know, Regina does mean queen, right?
Oh,
that's what it means. So that's fitting.
There you go.
Yeah.
True culture, we appreciate y'all stopping by and spending some time with us.
Oh, we appreciate you having us.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, man.
We're gonna
thanks
come
for
check
the
you
platform.
Out when it's
that sounds good, man. You know, as soon as all this stuff clears up, we're going to be on the road.
And we will
Absolutely.
Be in touch.
We will come see you.
On the trail.
Yeah.
And we're going to shout you out, Boss Lady. As soon as I see you in the front, I'm gonna be like, Boss Lady, call you out. Call you out.
Please, I love it.
Nice.
Well, True Culture,
thank
we
you.
Appreciate you. You've been fantastic. We're going to be following you, man, so keep doing all that great stuff y'all doing.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank
all
you,
right.
guys.
Okay, y'all
take
be
care.
Blessed now. Y'all stay safe.
All right, we appreciate you.
Right.
Have a good night, y'all.
All right.
You too. Thank you.
That was True Culture, everybody. And they were.
Yeah.
Good dude. Good dude.
Yeah.
And they knew that it was Jordan over LeBron, so that was good.
Yeah, I was a little nervous. I, you know, I didn't want to get upset or anything like that.
It's
you know
only
what I
the
really
younger
like
generation. Only the younger generation is going to say LeBron over Jordan. Nobody that saw both cycles are going to say.
Mm-hmm.
So you're safe in that respect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so
we
got
another
show. True Culture was good. They were great.
Yeah, what I was saying was what I like about their music is like musician. I love the live musician feel. Now, singers, you know, as a singers always get the credit, and they're also singers, right? But I always I just always love hearing musicians too.
Yeah.
And when I listen to their music, I felt like I was in, I don't know, somewhere in New Orleans. You know, it gave me a great feeling actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. It gave me a happy feeling.
Good. Because that was some good music and we need happy feelings right about now.
Yeah.
Which is why I went and got my Popeye's spicy chicken sandwich today. Because I needed that happy feeling.
I thought about going out to get a crab cake sandwich, but then some of us like Popeyes. No, I'm joking. That is a good sandwich. It is.
And you know what?
Yeah.
I have never, to this day, I have never tasted crab of any type.
Okay, I'm trying to think of a reason why. I was about to say why you're allergic to shellfish, and then I was like,
no,
because he would have said that.
No,
so what's
I'm
the
a
reason?
Big shrimp eater. I just never tried crab. I don't know.
Is it a look?
Hmm?
Is there something in high school that happened that you'd like to share with us?
No.
I'm joking.
No. It just never happened. I don't know why. I mean, the first time I tried lobster was 2 years ago.
And were you disappointed or?
Well, I only had the tail. It didn't taste like nothing.
Oh, well, yeah, you dip it in butter. You didn't,
I
can see that. I can see that.
But, no, still haven't tasted crab, so.
Well, you know, Maryland has the best crabs, so if you're going to get, you know, you have to get, get some nice Maryland, some nice fat ones. Hmm?
And there were about 300 people outside of some crab place the other day in Maryland. The cops had to come. And there was no social distancing.
Seriously? To pick up crabs?
Yeah.
You were picking up crabs? Or?
No, it was like a you know, one of them like fish spots. But like one of the more popular ones, I guess. And it had opened back up for the first time.
Oh.
And it was like tons of people. They were, it was like hundreds of people out there. It was crazy.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah.
Mm.
So people don't care about social distancing.
Yeah, it's really selfish because you're not just doing it for you. You're doing it for other people as
right.
well, you know.
Right.
So I don't understand it. I really don't.
Me neither.
You know, I don't know if I want to understand it.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
I don't need to understand. They want to be crazy, let them be crazy.
Yeah, I don't want to think crazy. That's right.
Well, we survived another night, Regina.
Yay! Yeah, it's wonderful. I had a great time with them. They're a lot of fun. So far, we've had two great guests. Back to back,
yeah.
Great time. Yeah.
We have. So next week, we on for next week, next Wednesday, 9 o'clock.
Curlew, yes. Yes.
What'd you say?
Next Wednesday. I will see you Wednesday.
Very good. You sounded very excited.
Hmm?
I said you sounded very excited.
No, I was thinking of the name of our artist. I said Curlew next week. I was naming the artist, yeah.
Oh, you know the artist for next week?
I am very excited. Yes, I am very excited, actually.
Oh, tell us who it is. Oh, I didn't know you knew who it was. Who is it?
No, it's a secret. It's a secret. We'll put it up on the site. Yeah.
Fine.
It's a soulful reggae singer. And you know I've been itching to do so, you know. You know,
we're going to have Patra next week?
Soulful reggae. Hmm?
We're going to have Patra on next week?
Who said Patra? Oh, my God.
You said a soulful reggae singer. You said
what
a soulful reggae singer.
I love her. I love her music, man. Yes, a huge Patra fan. Would love to have her on.
All right. Boss, I know you heard that, so if you can track down Patra, go for it.
Yeah, I would love to.
I'm going to keep all my Patra jokes to myself, so.
Yes, please.
I didn't say anything. Thanks again to True Culture for coming through and doing their thing. They were great. We'll be back next week when we will have a reggae person that Regina refuses to tell us. So,
Curlew.
For the boss lady, that's going to get old very fast. And myself.
No, it's not. I like it.
We will be back next week, even better than this. Have a good week, everybody. Get outside. Get some sun.
Yes, and be
get
safe.
And we'll talk to you soon. Good night.
Good night.